Welcome to the Tea with Tina, your favorite podcast where we talk all things health, fitness, lifestyle, and maybe a little bit of tea gets spilled. We chat all about this in a super casual environment, so grab your beverage of choice, sit back, relax, and enjoy. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Tea with Tina podcast. Today's episode, we are going to be talking about 10 raw and real fitness truths. Okay, the reason I'm doing this is because there's so much fitness information out there that it's easy to get tied up in, you know, what's right, what's wrong. And here's the thing. There is a lot of true advice out there, but the missing component is context. So yes, Susie Q posted a super cute workout move, but is it appropriate for you, Linda? Maybe she's a, you know, bouncing 20-year-old, no kids, in college, and you're 43, have two kids, and an achy knee. It could work for Susie Q, but not for Linda, right? So not wrong, but just not right for you. Context. This is where context comes in. So with that, I'm dropping the 10 raw and real fitness truths. Let's dive right in. All right. So number one, you can still gain weight if you're eating healthy food. Yes, it is true. They actually did a study where you can lose weight eating just McDonald's. A guy did it. So it's not necessarily the types of food you're eating. It's just if you are eating in a calorie deficit, so you're eating less calories, you will lose weight. Okay, now again, context, just because you can lose weight eating McDonald's, or you can gain weight eating too much healthy food, it doesn't necessarily mean you're getting the right balance of nutrients, right? So that's always something to keep in mind. But yes, you know, if you're eating 4 tablespoons of peanut butter, you're probably going to throw yourself into a calorie surplus. You're going to be eating more than you're burning, because that's a lot of calories, but it's healthy, right? So that's why it's important to be mindful of portions, even if it is healthy. Okay. Number two, just because someone looks good doesn't mean that they are healthy and happy. As someone who knows a lot of industry professionals and athletes, 9 times out of 10, those shredded model-like humans you are seeing are starving, low energy, and missing periods. Yes, so all the fitness model people, I have yet to find somebody who is just loving life and is like, I'm just so lean and this has been so easy and effortless for me. That's usually not the case, right? They're usually struggling, but because it's sad, because people are complimenting them on their amazing physiques, they feel this pressure to upkeep that look. And it's really sad. A lot of competitors post show will, you know, binge because they were restricted for so long, then they'll put on all this weight and then they like are really searching to reach that show day body again. And the thing about the show day body is that you are literally dieting down. You're spending months and weeks to create this body that you're going to have on stage for like a couple of hours. So, you know, it's only sustainable for that period of time. It is not sustainable long term. Okay. And another situation about that, just because someone looks good, maybe you have a friend that like lost weight. And you're like, oh my God, you look so good because you lost weight. Just be careful when you compliment somebody on weight loss because you don't know how that weight loss came about. And in a way, you're indirectly reinforcing those habits, right? Like I've had it happen to me. I was sick and I would lose weight and people are like, oh my God, you look good. And I'm like, thanks. I was sick and I didn't eat anything. You know, and it's like, oh, so people are only going to compliment you when you are in a smaller body, right? So we don't want to reinforce that necessarily. I've had people, they're going through a terrible divorce, so they can't eat, or they're super stressed out and they're not eating. Maybe they're depressed, whatever. And it's causing them not to eat. So they lose weight. And then, you know, people reinforce it by saying, oh my God, you look so good. So, you know, important to make sure, you know, that the person was doing the weight loss intentionally, right? Okay, so that's number two. Number three, raw and real fitness truth. Nobody actually likes cauliflower rice. Okay, don't come at me. Like, I'm sick of these influencers trying to promote these disgusting things. I'm on a mission to have healthy meals and show you guys healthy meals that are actually edible and balanced, okay? Because it is possible. Of course, we got to sneak in some veggies and fruits and healthy stuff. And I have seen where people split a little bit of cauliflower rice with regular rice and they claim you can't taste it. I haven't tried it because I don't touch, you know, cauliflower rice with like a 10-foot pole. But, you know, something worth trying. But, you know, nobody likes cauliflower rice, okay? Number four, you can't spot reduce belly fat. Sorry. Our bodies just simply do not work that way, okay? There's so many factors at play. How we store our fat largely can be genetics. I, for example, with boobs, okay? I've had girls that have, like, G-size boobs, okay? And, you know, two girls. One, she will lose 40 pounds and not a pound comes from her boobs. Okay, and it looks kind of funny because it's like she lost weight everywhere else except her boobs because her body will still hold on to the weight there. And then I've seen people where they lose the weight only from their boobs. So it's really, that is a big genetic component. And where we store our fat, some people store it in the midsection, some in the hips, some in the arms. I've seen it where people store all this fat and they actually are overweight in their hips and their thighs and their arms, but they have the tiniest waist. And this is always like a mind fuck for me because I store fat first in my abdomen and I'm like, I don't understand. How can you be overweight, but your stomach is like lean? I'm so confused. This is more rare, but I do see it. So it is kind of interesting. And I've also seen people that have terrible eating habits, don't really work out, but their metabolism is very fast. And they look amazing. And they like don't even lift that much. Like they might lift once a week or when they feel like it. I've seen people bounce back from pregnancies who are not fit, don't work out, and they look like they are a fitness model. So again, a rare case, but it is out there. And unfortunately, a lot of the fitness influencers you see are usually people with very either athletic backgrounds. So they just grew into a life where they did sports or what's the word I'm looking for? Why can't I think of it? It's gymnastics. And they built a lean base growing up. So they kind of grew into it and they keep up healthy habits as they age. Or there's somebody with really, really good genetics where they are lean and they have to like work out once or twice and they look fit. Okay, I'm sorry to break it to you. That's another raw and real finished truth that's not listed here. But really how fat reduction works is you do everything right. We do the cardio, we do the lifting, we eat nutritious foods in a calorie deficit, and you're going to lose fat everywhere slowly, right? And that's why your trouble spot seems like it takes longer because you're losing fat everywhere equally. So if there's more fat in that area, it's going to take longer. So it's usually going to be the last thing to go, but be patient knowing that you are losing fat everywhere. Okay. If you try to spot train, I'm going to add to that. If you try to spot train, you will build muscle in that area. But if you're not losing fat, it's going to build up the muscle and push that layer of fat out. So you're going to look bulkier. Okay. Just saying. Number five, motivation comes after taking action. Yes. Yes. Everybody waits until they feel motivated and excited. And when do you feel motivated and excited? When you take action with something, right? Like maybe you decide to start a fitness program. You're excited because you took action, but now you actually got to do the work, right? So after week two, when you're in the grind of things, you're like, I want to give up. This isn't fun anymore. But if you take action, you will get motivated because you get proud and you are telling your body and your brain that you can show up for yourself, and that's an exciting thing. You're proving that you can do hard things, which is really rewarding. So, you know, push through that and know that you will come out better on the other side. I promise, as somebody who does this every single day. Number six, supplements can be helpful and do just that. Supplement your routine. So here's the thing. If you can't get above 5,000 steps a day, you can't drink 50 ounces of water consistently or hit 90 plus grams of protein, I don't even want to hear that it's not working with your goals, right? You don't need a supplement if you're not doing the basics consistently, right? Like, how do we know where your gaps are if you're not even doing the basics that don't cost us any extra money? You just simply need to do the habit, right? We don't want to over-supplement. We don't want to waste our money on things. I will say, if I'm going to recommend anything, usually a multivitamin is good to fill any nutrient gaps from our diet. A fish oil is great because not all of us eat fish like every single day. You could do a probiotic if you need help with your digestion. Always a good idea to have. And maybe protein powder if you struggle to get your protein intake pre-workout. I mean, it's a supplement, but it's not like, you know, crazy. So really, that's all I would recommend. So nothing crazy, nothing fancy. You don't need any miracle supplement that's going to help you lose 20 pounds in like 5 days. Number 7, you may have to work harder than the person next to you to get results, and that's okay. It is what it is. I accepted this a long time ago. I am somebody, and maybe, I don't know, looking back on it, maybe I was just learning and I was in my earlier stages, but I will say it'll feel that way. Even if it's not true, sometimes it feels like you have to work 10 times harder than the person next to you. Whether you weren't handed the same life circumstances as them, or you just have bad luck, or, you know, like I said, it's just a luck of the draw and you have to try a little bit harder to get the same result. Accept it and know, like, what's the alternative? That you do nothing? That you didn't try? I would rather at least try my entire life and fail than not do anything at all, right? So keep that in mind and literally just accept it. I mean, me, I'm not here to give you a sob story, but it's like, I grew up with parents that they didn't help me. Derek's parents, my husband, his parents didn't help him. We don't have resources. We don't have parents that are going to just, oh, you need $100 or $500, you know, here. You need a place to stay here. Like, we don't have parents handing us down a home. You know, we are essentially we started from nothing. We got no help for our wedding. I paid for my college entirely myself. I bought my car myself, cash, like everything I've ever gotten was done through me. Very little, if any, help from my parents and his parents. And, you know, I had hormonal issues that made me extra tired and I had to work harder to get in the same position as somebody who, like, they were just handed things and they didn't have to work as hard. And there's a lot of barriers, but in a way, I'm thankful for those barriers because it makes me work just that much harder. So when I do face adversity, I'm like, this is nothing. I'm used to it. This is just how my life is. And it, like I said, it makes you a stronger person for sure. So embrace that. Number 8, most healthy desserts end up being the same calories and macros or worse. Yes. There are maybe a few out there. If you've not seen the recipe for my no-bake peanut butter Oreo pie, check it out. It's great. The calories are good for what you get. I have it on the website, tinawildandfitness.com. You could check it out. But also, I give some healthier versions on my Tina's Tidbits free daily email, where I send out a recipe Monday through Friday. So I'll throw some desserts in there. But I have yet to find, like I said, one that's truly like, this is a dessert and it's like, the calories aren't exactly the same. Or worse, right? Like, I was like, oh, I want to make my own healthy Reese's Easter eggs. I was like, those will be good. So there's not as many chemicals and it's not as processed. So I found the recipe and it's the same, if not worse, calorie-wise than the regular Reese's. And I'm like, what the heck? Even though it's quote-unquote natural ingredients, I'm like, I don't care that much, right? we don't care that much. Number 9, often the issue isn't how much you're eating, but the ratio of nutrients that you are eating. So this is a big one. You know, you could be eating within your calorie goals, but if it's all carbs and fats, you can feel exhausted. Like what's a good way to describe this? Like, picture if you ate all of your calories eating McDonald's, right? It might just be one McDonald's meal versus if you ate those same calories with like 4 balanced meals with fruits and veggies and protein and lean meats and maybe you snuck a Reese's egg in there. You would feel a lot more satisfied with the balanced nutritious foods versus one McDonald's meal. And that's like stretching your calories and your nutrients further. And I find that people, when they make their meals, they're kind of crappy at making them. They make these really grab and go processed type meals that are filled with carbs and fats and not enough protein, not enough fruits and veggies. And that keeps them feeling hungry because they're not satisfied because it's not balanced and their body digests it really quickly. It's processed. So again, you're not absorbing any nutrients from it. And that's why creating balanced meals is huge with a sprinkling of the fun stuff in there to keep you satisfied, right? And number 10, if you aren't happy with yourself now, a smaller body will not make you happy. Probably the most important one. You will never be happy no matter how much progress you make if you never make peace with yourself for where you're at. Because here's the thing, it's simply just never going to be enough. They say this in business too. If you hit, and I've done it. I've done it in my business. I've hit a income milestone that I thought was going to be amazing, that old me when I first started my business would be like, wow, you hit that. Look at you. This is incredible. And I hit it and like, I was proud, but I'm like, eh. I didn't really feel anything. And I'm like, what's next? And you're going to feel that way with the scale. You're going to reach a level. Okay, what's next? What's next? Okay, I want to see the number keep going down. How do I get smaller? How do I fit into the smaller pants? I fit into an 8 now. How do I get into a 6? You know, it's never going to be enough if you don't learn to appreciate your body. So look at your body for what it is. You know, learn to be body neutral towards the things you don't like so much, maybe stretch marks and cellulite, and learn to make peace and say, I'm thankful for the body that gives me the ability to travel through life and handle all these situations. I'm thankful for my body that allows me to move, that allows me to love my kids, be a wife, be a sister, be a daughter, whatever it is. Be thankful for it, make peace with it, but also be excited to work towards your goals to improve it. And it's that fine balance of appreciating where you're at, but also always wanting to improve, but not from a place of hatred, from a place of just wanting to be your best self. Okay. And with that, that sums up our 10 Raw and Real Fitness Truths. Which one was your favorite? Let me know. My hangout place is on IG. So search Tina Weiland Fit. It's WIELAND for Weiland. Everybody always misspells it. But definitely check it out. Send me which Raw and Real Fitness Truth was your favorite. And if you are not already following the podcast, follow it wherever you listen so you can never miss an episode again. All right, guys. So I hope you have a great rest of your day and we will chat soon. Bye.